Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2931A, and today's date is November 21st, 2022, and the title of the episode is Biden's Deal with Rail Union Falls Apart. Was Trump right again? Let's talk about being prepared. Many Florida residents lost power due to the recent hurricane. There's also been a substantial loss of life due to flooded homes and cut-off roadways. Many don't realize this, but a nation's power grid is its largest vulnerability. If you aren't prepared to survive months without power, you're putting your life on the line. That's why I believe everyone should have this life-saving gadget. The Light Bug is a must-have for surviving deadly blackouts this holiday season. The Light Bug is an ultra-bright portable floodlight designed to withstand an extended power outage. It holds free energy thanks to its built-in solar panels. Thousands of preppers love the peace of mind their Light Bug gives them. This Black Friday, try the Light Bug risk-free for 30 days and 25% off by using promo code BLACK25. So just click the link in the description box down below or visit lightbug.com. That's lightbug.com. After placing your order, the Light Bug will be delivered straight to your doorstep. Let's get into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are losing their grip on the world. Now, don't confuse this with, oh, if they're losing the grip, they're not going to push forward. You see, they're going to continue to push forward because this is the only direction they have right now. They can't retreat. They already started everything in motion. This is all part of their plan to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. But that doesn't mean the world is going along with it. This is why we had hearings, and this is why we had individuals speaking to the Pfizer rep trying to understand what the vaccine passports were. This is why the people are now questioning the Green New Deal. This is why people now are asking their governments, the criminal syndicate leaders who were installed, what are you doing about this crisis? What are you doing about the economy? This is how the people push back. And the people are going to continue to push back. And yes, the World Economic Forum is, and the central bank, they're going to push their agenda. But the more they push, the worse it's going to get. The more the Biden administration does with the economy, the more they push to get us into the Great Reset, the more the world is going to push back. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they were hoping for this. They were hoping for the people to see all of this because remember, the veil has been lifted. You can see their true agenda. There's no war. There's no pandemic. There's no global economic shutdown. Everything has been removed so the public can see very, very clearly what they're trying to do. Take, for example, China. China is not going along with the Green New Deal. How do we know this? Well, Qatar's state energy company announced a 27-year natural gas supply accord with China on Monday, saying it was the longest ever seen in the industry. So really think about this. Are they going to all green? Are they going to be using solar panels, wind turbines, and everything else? No. The world is not going along with what the World Economic Forum, the deep state, the private West central banks want, that the people aren't doing it. They're pushing back. Look what happened with this article that came out from the Wall Street Journal. OPEC Plus eyes output increase ahead of restrictions on Russian oil. So they're already out there telling everyone, well, they're going to increase oil and everything is going to be okay. The price is going to come down. No big deal. But we've come to find out that Saudi Arabia, they're saying, no, this whole story is completely fake, phony, and false. This is not what's happening at all. So the Saudis, they are now denying that OPEC production increase rumored by the Wall Street Journal is fake, phony, and false. They're saying, this is not happening. Whatever anyone's saying, it's not happening. And remember, during the midterms, right before it, Saudi Arabia came out and said, listen, we're going to be cutting production. And Biden was out there, listen, you can do this afterwards. Don't do it before the midterms. I need optics here. And it didn't work out for him. And we can see a people around the world. They're going to be rising up very, very soon. Look what's happening out in Germany. Germany's inflation is at its highest rate in more than a quarter of a century. Germany's harmonized inflation rate compared to other European countries is at 11.6%. And now Germany is also looking at a serious meat shortage in 4 to 6 months due to the government regulations. Currently, 90% of the German population eats meat. The costs in the coming months will hit them very, very hard, as well as energy costs and the soaring inflation rate in the country. And they're going to have a problem. But remember, this is all part of the World Economic Forum's plan. get rid of the food. And what do they have to do this? Well, they got to place regulations. They need to make it very, very expensive. You can see their plan very, very clearly. Think about what they need to do to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They need to get rid of fossil fuels. So how do you get rid of fossil fuels? Well, you make them very, very expensive and use that event to say, hey, we need electric now. We're going to be using solar and wind. Are they going to be using this? Absolutely not. What about food production? Well, you can destroy a lot of the manufacturers of food, but you can also use inflation and use regulations to make sure that it makes it, it's very, very difficult to get food products, to make sure that the shelves are bare. And then you can introduce bugs. Remember, yesterday we talked about this. The criminal syndicate was in the was out there in the G20 meetings. They weren't eating bugs. They were eating very, very well. And you can see the European countries, they're going to be suffering way before the United States. But yes, what's going to happen is as they're suffering, all of that is going to be coming back to the United States. Now, what's very interesting is we know that Trump, he has warned us of two major things that might be coming. One, the diesel fuel shortage. And we can see that's already happening. The other one is the rail union. Remember, before the midterms, and we mentioned this going back a couple months ago, before the midterms, Biden came out and made this deal with the rail union members. And now this deal is completely gone. Now, Trump, he did mention this on Truth Social, saying we're going to have a problem if the railroad shuts down. Think about the freight trains. Think about how much they deliver across the country. If the freight trains aren't running, are we going to have a major problem? Yes, that's number one. Freight trains also use diesel fuel. Truckers use diesel fuel. If they can't get diesel fuel, are we going to have a problem? Yes. And this is what we're starting to see right now, because right now, the tentative deal that Biden made right before the midterms didn't work out. Now, the rail union is rejecting the labor deal brokered by the Biden White House, and it looks like there's a national strike that is looming. So this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the people of this country. And once again, the Biden administration has failed, and the economy is getting worse and worse. Inflation is going to be getting worse. People won't be able to get supplies. This is going to bring people to the end of their rope, that they won't be able to take it anymore. And actually what this is the economic precipice. Once people reach that point, the people are going to start to push back, and they're going to be pointing the finger at the Biden administration. They're not going to be pointing the finger at Putin. They're not going to be pointing the finger at Ukraine. They're going to be pointing the finger at the Biden administration. Let's talk about being prepared. Many Florida residents lost power due to the recent hurricane. There's also been a substantial loss of life due to flooded homes and cut off roadways. Many don't realize this, but a nation's power grid is its largest vulnerability. If you aren't prepared to survive months without power, you're putting your life on the line. That's why I believe everyone should have this life-saving gadget. The Light Bug is a must-have for surviving deadly blackouts this holiday season. The Light Bug is an ultra-bright portable floodlight designed to withstand an extended power outage. It holds free energy thanks to its built-in solar panels. Thousands of preppers love the peace of mind their Light Bug gives them. This Black Friday, I try the Light Bug risk-free for 30 days and 25% off by using promo code BLACK25. So just click the link in the description box down below or visit lightbug.com. That's lightbug.com. After placing your order, the Light Bug will be delivered straight to your doorstep. And we could see already that the House, most likely, they'll come up with some solutions. They'll probably pass some bills, and it's going to go up the chain, maybe to the Senate. Maybe they will reject it. But most likely, Biden will veto it, because all they want is currency to money launder to push their agenda. They're not interested in helping the people of the United States. They make it seem like it. They use their political talk, their political speak, to make it seem like this is what we're going to do for you. But if you look around the country, they have done absolutely nothing. Actually, look at all those individuals that have been reelected for 40, 50, 60 years. Look at their towns. Look at the economic situation in the cities, in the towns. They have homeless people on the streets. That's the American citizens. People, the entire cities, towns are just run down. Nothing is working. It's a complete and utter disaster. And the people are going to be looking at all these individuals, and they're going to be blaming them. They're going to be held accountable for everything that is happening right now. And right now, since the veil is lifted, the deep state players, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they're saying the quiet part out loud. We have Macron. And remember, Macron is a graduate of the Young Global Leaders. This was a program of the World Economic Forum. Remember, the World Economic Forum is calling the shots here. They put their criminal syndicate leaders in place, and now they're telling them what to do. Macron is out there, and he's letting everyone know it is now time for a new global order. And let me translate that for you. A new world order, the Great Reset. They want themselves in charge, and unelected individuals in charge of everything. Why do you think they're pushing all of this? Because they want everyone using their one currency. They want everyone to abide by what they're going to say. And these people will not be elected. Now, is this going to work? Absolutely not. Yes, they're going to push it. Yes, they're going to push it very, very hard. But the world is going to push back. The world is watching everything that is going on. They understand who is responsible for all of this. They're not fooled. The people aren't stupid. The people around the world aren't stupid. They know exactly what's happening, especially when it has to do with the economy, with holding a job, keeping a job, making sure you have enough funds to pay for your electric, your heat, making sure that you can get fuel so you can get to work or get to places. People understand this. People understand when their dollars, their currency, isn't going that far. When they go to purchase something, they realize without anyone telling them something is wrong. Because when you go into the supermarket or you go into any other store and you know how much things are, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm paying double right now. Okay, I won't be able to buy as much as what I used to buy, and this is going to be a big problem for me. See, people, it doesn't matter what the inflation rate is, doesn't matter what the percentages are. People feel this. People understand it as soon as they go ahead and they take that currency out and they try to purchase something. And when you can't purchase it, when you can't get enough, people see it very, very clearly. And all these individuals, they're the ones who are responsible for all of this. They're the ones who are causing it. When you speak to people out in this country and other countries, they realize that they're the ones who are causing this problem, because the people are saying, okay, we need a solution. Forget about the sanctions on Russia. Forget about the war in Ukraine. What are we going to do? Because we see you doing the opposite. We see you shutting down coal plants. We see you shutting down pipelines. We see you pushing more and more regulations for food, which is destroying everything that we have today. So everything that you're doing is the opposite of what we want you to do. Now, as they keep doing this and they keep pushing us into the Great Reset, more and more people wake up, because they're going to hit the economic precipice. Everyone reaches it at a different level. The poor, they normally reach it very, very quickly, because they see it very, very quickly. Yes, they're still getting funding from the federal government. Yes, they're still being helped. But as it moves up the chain to the lower middle class, the middle class, and up the chain, more and more people come into the fold, and more people start to understand what's going on. And then people start to talk to each other. And this is something everyone has in common. Doesn't matter if Republican, doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, makes no difference whatsoever. It's a conversation that everyone can have. Just like if you go up to the fuel pump and say, wow, look at this. Gas was $3.50 yesterday. Now it's $4.25. Can you believe it? No, I can't believe it. Why is this happening? Well, the Keystone XL pipeline was shut down. The Biden reneged on a lot of the lease deals, placed more regulations, made it very difficult for the oil companies. It seems like this is all planned. And the other person might go, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm starting to see that now. And I do believe as this continues on, the people are going to wake up in droves, and people are going to start to realize what's going on, and the people are going to push back. Now, Trump, he warned us of all this. Remember, Biden is already admitting that the economy is going to have a setback. Let me translate that for you. The economy is in a recession, and soon we're going to be going into a depression. And soon they're going to be trapped in everything that they're doing. Trump and the Patriots, they know this playbook. They know that they're going to destroy their own system. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying their own system? The optics are absolutely incredible. And Trump will be able to use all of this against them. He already started to do this. He's calling them out. The economy's terrible. Inflation's awful. Fuel prices are high. Wait until the system really starts to fall apart. He's going to call them out on each and every phase of it. And he's going to say, here is our solution. If I was still in the presidency, this is what I would have done, not what Biden's doing. And he's going to build this up. And the people, they're going to become so angry with the Biden administration. They're going to continue to listen to Trump. And he's going to give solutions every step of the way. And the people are going to realize who the deceivers are, who the liars are. Because remember, from the very, very beginning, we had the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, Biden administration, all telling us that we're crazy. There is no inflation. Actually, coming up to the midterms, they told us that we're not in a recession. The economy's strong. If you notice, they keep changing their story. They are liars. Trump, he's continually telling everyone what's going to happen. And as it happens, he's going to come up with solutions and he's going to counter everything that they're doing. This is going to work in his favor in the end, because when the system is completely imploding on itself, the people are suffering. Trump can use all of this to move us into a different place. And I do believe this is exactly what he's going to do. And the people are going to assist him with making a decision of where we go. And the people are going to be watching all of this, and the people are going to understand who caused all of this. And they're also going to understand who is helping, and that is Trump. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.